Good evening. Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. We're going to call this meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
It's the agenda.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call?
Jennifer DeRoche.
Present.
Colleen Germanezzo.
Present.
Michael Gray.
Present.
Kristen Mancini-Wright.
Present.
Okay. Tina Pirelli-Sokoff. Bomini Patel.
Here.
Okay. Jose Rivera?
He's not here.
Okay. Isa Simmons Derby?
Present.
Ashley Simon is absent. And Laura Wabno? She's trying to sign in. I'll let her into the meeting. But you do have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, additions, deletions, corrections. I believe there are none. Public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
This is Mike Shea from over 2 F Street. I just had a couple questions on the tax increase that were talked about in the previous meetings as far as implementation goes and stuff. Is this the right forum to talk about that?
I would guess that you could pose a question.
All right, let me just try it. If you don't know it, we can find something else out. So I read about I think it's an approximate 12% increase or so that we're looking at in the mill rate based on things you've outlined in previous meetings. And I'm not going to get into all that. But what that mill rate increase, that pertains to what fiscal year, from running what to what? Is it October 1st? Is that when your fiscal year begins?
Or no, July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025.
The 6/30/25. So 7/1/24. I don't see that showing up in any of the resident tax bills. Is that, when does that begin? If it was July 1st fiscal year, aren't we billing for that already, or?
Correct.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Sure.
So the bill, you should have received the bill at the end of June for the fiscal year July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025. And the assessment on the real estate and the motor vehicle and the personal property are based on the grand list of October 1st, 2023.
Okay, so that would start showing up if, assuming there's mortgages and stuff out there in banks, that would start showing up in tax bills, what, sometime in September is the estimate? Or
if there was an adjustment in your escrow from the mortgage, you probably seen it about now. I received mine, I know. I know other people have called because they did see that adjustment, like with the August. The budget was passed in April. Mid-April, so most of the banks were notified. So you should be seeing it now.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'm in the same boat. I got my adjustment. No, there was no adjustment. I got my escrow analysis, and it wasn't there. So that's what had me concerned. So that 12% increase, at least when I'm looking at my property taxes now, still is coming through. Besides the stuff in the paper, did the town or the mayor send out anything to all residents explaining? I mean, I know what happened and stuff like that, but that they should be aware of this increase coming, or are they going to basically see it in their mortgage statements or their tax bills?
I don't. My name is Mark Carfall. I'm the town clerk. I'm not aware that anything was sent out.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, like in the mail or with the bill itself.
I mean, it's a 12% increase. And I know there was some good reasons why it's a 12% increase, but just to push that on someone, I mean, I'm thinking most about the senior citizens and their tax bills and stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot. All right. Well, those questions, as they're just going out now, you're probably going to be getting those questions if there are any soon. I wanted to then just quickly jump over to the reassessment, the property reassessment that's been talked about.
Okay. So one other before you go to that, mm-hmm. just so if you go to the website, the Derby website.
Yep.
You could look at the bill. You know, if somebody didn't get a bill because they're paying it in their mortgage, you can go onto the tax collector. If you go to www.derbyct.gov, and at the mm-hmm. top, it's on the top, it says government, and then it'll say tax collector.
Okay.
Then you can go to that site and you can click on the link that says tax collector's office. And then there's another link that will allow you to type in your name and view your bill.
See the actual bill. That's great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll take a look at that.
And just to save you a few minutes, when you type in, you have to type in your last name, space, and then your first initial, and then it'll get you where you need to go.
First initial. Got it. Okay. So we'll take a look at that. And the property reassessment, when is that going to be? Is that going to be effective for the fiscal year beginning 7/1/25? Is that what you're shooting for?
No, it was delayed a year. It was delayed a year.
Because of
this large increase this year, it was asked, the legislature was asked, and they did approve an option for an extension of that to kind of mitigate some of the cleaning up of the financial crisis that was created.
Okay, so what we're looking at then, we'll see a 12% for this year. Then we'll see, I'll call it a normal mill rate increase for next year, 7/1/25. And then 7/1/26, we're going to see a reassessment increase.
To clarify, you said a normal increase next year. That would have to be determined by this board, the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, if there was a need to raise the taxes next year. That would not be determined until starting after the new year, really. February 1st is the official kind of kickoff of that.
Okay, the whole budgeting process and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the reassessment, when you say an increase, the reassessment just adjusts the assessment, the valuation on your property. So that, I mean,
which leads to a tax increase, right?
Well, I mean, no, because this board again, when they adopt the budget, they would look at typically the grand list grows. So there'll be an increase in your assessment, but there's a corresponding adjustment to the mill rate to accommodate for that, you know, the whole mill. Then individually, it would depend on where your individual, a person's individual property would be assessed based on the average. So if the average, the whole grand list went, say, for example, if it went up 10%
mm-hmm.
and your house went up 10%, then the mill rate adjustment would keep you at the same. You'd be at the same. It could be that the average was 10% and you only went up 7%, then your relative responsibility would be less. And correspondingly, if the average was 10% and your individual property went up 15%, then there would be an adjustment. There would be an increase, even if the budget stayed the same and the mill rate was adjusted for that.
I see. So it's more of a redistribution of the tax burden as opposed to an actual increase based on the assessment. I understand what you're saying. You just have to meet the budget using those two. Those are the only two levers you have. So Correct. You meet the budget by hitting those two levers. So let me ask on this year with the 12%. I mean, there was a lot of stuff out there. It was kind of confusing just to the regular resident. But did you utilize some reserves or special funding to keep the 12% down that will not reoccur next year as a reduction
in the mill rate? The finance director has more of the detail on that part of it. So.
Yeah. Hello, it's Brian Hall, the finance director for City of Derby. I think what you're referring to is some of the ARPA funds that we ultimately used in the 23-24 fiscal year to close a lot of the budget gaps from the previous administration. So we're not planning. We did not use any special funds for the 24-25 budget that you're talking about. And that's where the 12% increase is. So really all those special funds and a lot of what you're hearing was to close the huge budget problem we had in the 23-24 budget frame.
Okay. So Brian, if I can just ask this as my last general question, if I get a question from a resident or a senior citizen and they say, okay, it's 12% this year, should I expect another 12% next year, and I better start looking around for a different town to live in? I know there's not an average, but what, as a finance director, is it 3%, 5%, 8%? How do you answer the question? Okay, it's really bad news this year. The 12%, I understand you guys. I understand all the problems. What can I expect going forward? And do I want to remain a resident here? How do you answer that percentage question?
Sure. Well, look, the 12% is really a catch up from multiple years of no tax increases, and in fact, actually taxes decreasing a few years ago. So, a normal increase of call it 2-3% been occurring each year, then we wouldn't have had to do this, right? So unfortunately, we had to catch up and get that 12% increase. So now at that point, now you're back to kind of normal business. Whether we increase at 0, 1, 2, 3%, I mean, that would be your range that one would expect for most municipalities, right? It's called what we'll call it a general increase. Again, nothing set in stone. We have a lot of work to do with the budgets to figure out, do we need a 0, 1, 2, 3, whatever that number is. But that's what I would expect. Like I said, the 12% was a one-time thing the city had to do to catch up for many years of just zero increases, in fact, in decreasing in one year.
Yeah. Okay. If I could just submit to, in addition to, stagnant budgets that weren't increasing, there was underfunding of huge bills, like the insurance in and of itself was in and of a million. So there was a shortfall with that. There was a shortfall with respect to the sanitation services. Derby is, a district that, unlike several, they pick up the trash, but the past administration never negotiated a new contract. So there was a significant shortfall in even the funding of that, which again, too, had to be made up. So there was huge deficits in addition to zero increases over the last several years. And that's we're stuck with.
Okay, and I saw that. Yeah, and that was a big increase. The new sanitation contract, has that been signed? And if so, for how many years is that?
It is, it's at the last stages of being signed. I know the mayor was working with corporate counsel on the final verbiages, but I do believe that is just about to be signed. I believe it is a three-year deal.
Excellent. And on the insurance, the health benefits, are you fully insured or self-insured?
The city is self-insured.
And the incurred but not reported, I saw that. I was reading at the minutes. That's what killed you, like $700,000 or so in the prior year?
Correct. Yes. Unfortunately, the former finance director did not do the proper diligence when he was doing the audit, did not get some of that information from one of our past vendors. So there really was no accrual on the books. And then we had to put one on. So, it was a big unexpected hit.
Your normal accrual is what, about 3 months trailing claims? Is that what you're using?
Yeah, normally about 3 months.
Okay. Okay. So. All right. No, this was very helpful. I'll be curious to see if the residents notice it in the tax bill, but I mean, it has been in the newspaper, so that's good. I applaud you guys for that. And I know you've been through a lot just getting this thing done, and that's sometimes what just has to happen. So that's great. I appreciate you answering my questions.
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Does anybody else from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anyone from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed.
Madam Chair, just for the record, Laura Wobno entered in the meeting at 6:03, Ashley Simon at 6:05, and Jose Rivera at 6:16 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item number six, additional appropriations. There was a request from the Board of Education to utilize $236,000 from the non-lapsing account to cover budget shortfalls in the 23-24 fiscal year. It's up for discussion, possible action. Superintendent Conway, did you want to speak on it or?
Just historically, we presented this information, but many members of the board have changed since we've last presented in terms of what the non-lapsing account is, how money goes into the non-lapsing account, and then how it's used by the Board of Ed to cover overages from 1 year to the next, should there be any. The non-lapsing account is statutorily created by this previously, up until this July 1st, by the Board of Finance in a town to allow for the Board of Ed to request any surplus from any particular year to be up to 2% of their overall budget in the surplus be moved into that account for use for educational expenses moving forward.
Go to the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
For educational expenses moving forward. And then once it's moved into that account statutorily, it's under the purview of the Board of Education for expenditures of those dollars. In this past fiscal year, we had some overages in our operating budget. We're requesting that the $235,000 that was previously under a previous administration moved into the non-lapsing account to be utilized to cover those overages so that we're not coming back to the city for those funds. Historically, there were two other requests for 21 and 22 surpluses to also be moved into those that non-lapsing account, but the last Board of Apportionment and Taxation, while they heard that request in public portion at a meeting, it was not placed on the agenda and there was no action taken as a result from the previous board. So $235,000 was moved in, but the 21 surplus and the 22 surplus was never acted on. And I don't know if that's something the city even wants to consider moving forward, but we're here tonight for the for full transparency on using the $235,000 that's currently in the non-lapsing for overages for the 23-24 school year.
Okay, and that's $236,000, correct?
It's I say $235,000. It's $235,467, I think, is the $237,767 is the actual number. I think Brian just rounded it up to $236,000. So
okay.
And you keep saying overages. Overages or shortage?
Overages on account, but shortages. If you want to look at it that way, shortages in certain accounts. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, got it.
Okay, thank you.
Just to confirm these accounts. So when we do the audit, on page 49, there are certain committed funds, meaning of our general fund balance, the city and previous administrations or previous boards have approved that, okay, we're going to use these funds in times of, you know, budget shortfalls. So earlier in the year, I had come to you and you had approved that roughly $248,000 for, you know, medical expenses of these committed funds be used for our budget shortfalls this year. This is a very similar situation. There's another roughly $235,767. From my perspective, you know, while you hate to have the budget shortfalls, by committing these funds to there, it does clean up the city's balance sheet when we want to do kind of new bond offerings. You know, of the 2.6 million that we had in the general fund, having almost 584,000 committed, whether that to medical and board ed, is not ideal, right? So now, you know, again, it's not great. We have these budget shortfalls, but at least we're cleaning up the city's balance sheet by taking these actions. At that point, there will be no more committed funds for anything in the general fund. So I just wanted to make everyone aware of that. And if there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
All right. Does anybody have any questions on this matter? No. Is there a motion on the floor to move approve the $236,000 from the non-lapsing into the Board of Education budget? Yeah, and to note, this is for the 23-24 fiscal year. Is there a motion on the floor?
I'm sorry, this is Issa Simmons Derby. I couldn't find my unmute button, so I did have a question. So let me see. I'm trying to navigate this phone. For Brian. Brian, I just want to understand, right? So this money is there, it's just in another fund?
This money is part of our general fund that has been committed to the Board of Ed for to be used when they have budget shortfalls. So it's part of the 2.5 million. It basically means that if we wanted to, right, you can only spend, you know, roughly 2 million, right, of the 2.5 million. The rest you have to always keep aside. So now we've used a portion of that for medical, and then this would be, if approved, would be using the remainder of it for the Board of Ed, and then all the committed funds will be essentially been utilized.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, is there a motion on the floor to approve this transfer?
I motion to approve.
Ashley Simons, I second it.
Okay, there's a motion, there's a second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, transfers. There are no transfers for this month. Item number 8 is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion. Issa Simmons Derby.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
I'm sorry, who?
Bamini.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Meeting adjourned at 6:26 p.m. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.